So good evening, everyone, and my apologies for being a little bit late. We got taken to the wrong place and lots of cars. Anyway, this evening, I'd like to begin with a short period of meditation. So if you would like to adopt a meditation posture that is comfortable for you, so meditation posture is one in which we can express physically the the virtues which we are seeking to develop. So the posture is one in which we feel a sense of self-reliance, independence. So sitting with a straight back, but not a rigidly straight back, without leaning on anything, gives us a feeling for that sense of self-reliance. Keeping the body as still as possible. This is the first inkling of the inner stillness that we are seeking to explore. And in the sitting posture, we become aware of the body as a body, sitting here on the floor or on a chair, breathing in, breathing out. We observe immediately that the breath is a natural function of the body. There's not a breather. It's just the breathing in, breathing out. And to use the breath as a vehicle for developing inner clarity, inner stillness, wakefulness, then we have to learn a very important skill. That skill is to find a balance between effort and relaxation. Most of us, when we're putting forth effort, we're not relaxed, and when we're relaxed, we're lazy, fall asleep. So now, in the practice of meditation, we're learning how to put forth a balanced effort informed by relaxation, not the enemy or the opposite of relaxation. We have to be clear in our intention, clarify our aspiration, our goal, in meditation. This begins with a determination not to indulge in memory or imagination. We can't shouldn't try to prevent memories from popping up into our mind. We can't prevent thoughts from appearing in our mind. But what we can and should try to prevent is that enjoyment and indulgence in thought and memory. So renouncing the small pleasure of having something, anything going on in our mind. And we are awakening to the simple reality of the body and mind in the present moment. Now the meditation on the breath is a very powerful meditation, one used by the Lord Buddha himself and countless numbers of his great disciples, both monastic and lay men and women. But it's not an easy practice. And we need to prepare the mind well before we focus on the breath at one particular point in the body, such as the tip of the nose. If we attend to the breath at such a subtle point, we may well become frustrated and discouraged. So if our mind is still rather busy and agitated, does not yet have that interest and commitment and enthusiasm for the meditation object, which is necessary, then we can begin by being mindful with the breath rather than of the breath. The way to be mindful with the breath is we can divide the body into a number of parts, beginning first part, the head, face and neck. As we breathe in and breathe out, being aware of all the sensations that appear in that area, the head, the face, the neck, together with the in-breath, together with the out-breath. There's a much more expanded and relaxed and easy object. Breathing in and breathing out in a very relaxed way, not trying to force the breath in any way, just allowing the body to breathe in its normal way. And noticing, observing, being awake to the sensations arising in the head, the face, and the neck. Second area of the body consists of the shoulders, the arms, hands and fingers. So as the body breathes in and the body breathes out, awakening to, observing all the sensations, any sensation at all that appears in the area of the shoulders, the arms, the hands, the fingers. Third area of body is the torso. Being aware of all the sensations in the chest, the tummy, the abdomen, the back, attendant to arising together with the inhalation and the exhalation. And fourthly, the whole lower part of the body from the hips, down through the legs, the knees, the calves, shins, feet, toes. Breathing in, breathing out. Noticing, observing, awakening the mind to the simple, natural, present phenomena. Sensation in the lower part of the body. And lastly, being aware of the sensations throughout the whole of the body, from top of the head to the toes, without choosing. These sensations arise by themselves, nothing very special or mystical, unusual. It's normal, everyday sensations arising and passing away throughout the body, from the head to the feet to the toes. So the mind is still very busy, in a rather coarse state, not yet ready to benefit from the more subtle attention to the breath at the tip of the nose. Then we can perform this exercise of mindfulness with the breath, starting with the first area, then the head, face and neck, second area, shoulders, arms, fingers, hands and fingers, third area, the torso, fourth area, the lower body from the hips down to the toes, and fifthly, the whole of the body. And we can perform this exercise a number of times or just once, being sensitive to the state of mind, the interest and commitment to the meditation. When we feel ready, then we choose the spot in the body, usually the tip of the nose or the upper lip or within the nostril, at which the sensation of the breath is clearest and most comfortable. And we establish our attention at this point. And I would suggest that we avoid the idea of concentration. We're not trying to concentrate on the breath. Concentration brings up very easily this tendency to inwardly stare at the object. For the mindfulness, for the attention to become stiff and narrow. So there are two ways of relating to the breath that I would like you to explore. One is to understand, to conceive of the meditation on the breath as enjoyment. So enjoy the whole duration of the in-breath. Enjoy the whole duration of the out-breath. Suddenly, from being something which is difficult and burdensome, feeling is transformed. It's just not hard work. What we are doing is cultivating the ability to enjoy the simple sensation of the inhalation and the exhalation. So just as we were walking in the mountains, beautiful day, not too hot, not too cold, pleasant breeze, sound of birds, walking alone in the nature. That kind of enjoyment, not a shallow, sensual indulgence, but a very healthy, natural enjoyment. Enjoy the in-breath, enjoy the out-breath. know, an alternative or a supplement, and an attitude that becomes more appropriate, the more the calmer the mind becomes, is to appreciate the breath. So enjoy the breath, and then we appreciate the breath. Just as we would appreciate a fine and complex work of art. So appreciating every single second, every nuance of the in-breath, of the out-breath. That sense of care and precision and attention. Not forcing the breath, not staring at it, not trying to exert your willpower and drive thoughts, memories out of the mind, but choosing to enjoy simple sensation of breathing in, simple sensation of breathing out. Appreciate it in all its subtlety, all of its beauty, the inhalation and the exhalation. Awake, aware, bright, clear, with that balance of effort and relaxation. Every now and again, just check to see that that balance is being sustained. If there is too much relaxation, the mind is becoming a little bit dull, then increase the effort. Too much effort, mind becoming a little bit strained, stiff, relax the effort. This is an art and a skill. It's not something that can be accomplished quickly, easily. It's accomplished through experience and patience.